I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar's military has murdered civilians and used them as human shields, according to a new human rights report. Soldiers have attacked homes, refugee camps, and even churches. Brian Dennett with AMG International tells us.
One thing we're hearing from our team is that they are losing many of their soldiers as the locals learn how to fight, being more strategic, using more guerrilla warfare-like tactics.
The military began harsh treatment of civilians shortly after the coup, shooting and imprisoning many who took part in the protests. This cruelty has united civilians against them. AMG International continues moving aid into the war-torn country, supplying 12,000 families with food and medical supplies to another 1,000 families. Plus, they've carried out 23 evangelistic events inside the country, seeing over 1,000 people start following Jesus. Next, a sign of desperation in Lebanon. A man broke into a bank recently to steal $50,000 from his own savings account. Many in Lebanon call the man a hero, but to others, he's a criminal. He allegedly held 7 bank employees hostage and, after dousing himself and the employees with gasoline, threatened to light a match. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says all banks have frozen assets since late 2019.
Desperate times require desperate measures. This gentleman was able by force to retrieve $50,000 he had saved. But the question is, if every one of us is going to do that, what will happen? Each one of us trying to break into the bank, take the bank employees hostages until they release their monies. And that's scary.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.